music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
I'm trying to recreate the raw passion that I felt from the start of it. I want to gaze into the stars with a pure heart like them Apollo kids and change the future. So when I lose, the feeling's mutual. Pray my mother lives a healthy life just to witness all the things I do. Poetry written was emotionally distant during my adolescence. Progression with the Smith and Wesson, but never learned a lesson. I find sanity in the melodies of the classical things, or the beautiful ugly, my imagination's a venomous ring. As death to the prophet, we neglect the light, but never the darkness. As rappers spit about the block while I'm in a coffin box trying to plot my options. Go figure, the act is socially conscious. You ain't a guard, you're just a druggie that's trying to rock with the science. I'm bigging up with bigger dreams than most of these niggas. I'm only competition itself, cause I ain't worried about them figures. I'm far from religious, but I do believe in the power of scripture. The hieroglyphics written on the temple's wall to paint the picture. Listen, respect the peace, I turn my back to the beef. And yo, my family is my family and we all trying to eat. And I can dumb it down for these slow motherfuckers to triple my profits. Pathetic rap with a Gucci cap have never been an option. The original black and I'm busting back with historical facts. While I follow the seven, the mathematics is something they couldn't grasp. These ideologies and Willie Lynch got my niggas stuck in poverty. So I speak the ancient dialogue so they can recognize the God in me. Nephilim speaking with knowledge yourself. While I'm zigzagging that arm, leg, arm, head. My caliber speaks in a coded fashion. Embrace the madness, this is prophecy, not a mockery. I'm not the resurrection of Machiavelli, I'm Odysseus to the Odyssey. To tell the truth, I won't respect over figures. I'd rather have the intellect of RZA with the legacy of Jigga and keep it thorough. How you gonna hate me when I gave you all the truth and single-handedly brought to life the greatest interracial movement in hip-hop?
What are you, shy?
I don't know, man.
This is your one opportunity to do something that no one has ever done before and that no one will copy again throughout human existence. And if nothing else, you'll be remembered as the one guy who ever did this one thing.
I'm in a coffin box trying to plot my options. Go figure.
Let me explain. No, they are today. They weren't there historically. But let me explain. Look. You're an Englishman. In the English school curriculum, they teach that the English, the British, the Brits were barbarians. They were running around, you know, beating each other in the head and doing all kinds of barbaric things. They were very uncivilized people. But some people came to teach them how to bathe and how to make roads and things like this. These people, they identify as the Romans. Because there was a great Roman Empire. We agree. Then you go and study the Romans and find out where the Romans say they got their civilization from.
Muhammad.
They say they got it from the Greeks.
Teach, Muhammad.
So you say, oh, wonderful, Athenia and the Hellenistic period. So then you go and study the Greeks, Pythagoras and the boys. And when you study the Greeks, they say they got all of their civilization from Egypt.
Go ahead.
Where is Egypt?
Teach.
Africa. Black people. Yes. And today we're in denial about basic reality.
That's right.
When Napoleon arrived in Egypt, he saw the great statue of Ramesses.
That's right.
He saw the great edifices of the Sphinx and all of it. You know what Napoleon did? When Napoleon saw the nose that looked like my nose,
teach.
He was so upset because all of these great statues, they got a nose like mine.
Teach.
And you don't have a nose like mine if you are a Caucasian.
Teach.
You only have a nose like mine if you're a black man.
Teach.
And these were black men. Huge statues that scared the life out of Napoleon. And so he told his soldiers, turn the cannons on these statues and blow the noses off. Because they were trying to hide the identity of the builders of the Great Sphinx. Go there today,
that's right,
and you will see that they're black people.
That's right.
Egypt, the word Egypt means the land of the blacks.
Kemet.
Of course, very few are dark today because of migration and the fact that black people have been pushed out and destroyed over the period of time that you have been here. Do you know that we were circumnavigating the entire planet thousands and thousands of years ago? But only 500 years ago, Caucasian people thought the world was flat. You thought that if you sailed too far out into the sea, you'd fall off the edge. But black people had already circumnavigated the entire globe. And so, the white man, he came into what he called a new world. And so all of a sudden you started to name things. So that's why you called it America, based on, what was his name? Amerigo Vespucci, a Caucasian. That's why you called it Africa, based on the European explorer called Africanus. You went into America, you called it New York.
That's right.
Because it was new to you.
England.
You called it New England.
That's right.
You called it New Zealand.
Yeah.
You called it Newfoundland. Because it was new to you. But to us, we were already there. That's why we're called Aboriginals. Ab, meaning abstracted from the Father.
Mohammed.
From God himself. Original, meaning the first. But you won't find Caucasian people calling themselves Aboriginal anywhere on the planet. Because you're the new man. It is natural to the black people. It comes out of us like a web comes out of a spider.